Hi, Potter's family. It's Pastor Paula here. I hope you guys are doing well and adjusting to your new routines. I know they're certainly without their challenges. I've had a few challenges myself. And, you know, during this time of social distancing, one of my prayers has been that I would be open to all that God has for me to teach me and to show me. And most importantly, that when this is all over, that I won't forget those things. Because I know that during this time, guys, He wants to show us things and teach us things that aren't just for this time, but are for beyond this. You know, it's a great time that's really kind of slowed us down in a lot of ways to be more centered in our relationship with the Lord. And as I was considering these things for our devotion, two words that kept coming to mind was being centered and being nourished. Again, you know, it's centering ourselves in our relationship with God and allowing His Word to nourish us, allowing the Holy Spirit to wash His Word over us throughout the day, bring to remembrance His promises and whatever it is that we may need during the day. And in reflecting on that, how God does that in our lives, you know, I was reminded of this beautiful picture in Jeremiah of how the potter takes a lump of clay and transforms it into something beautiful and useful, which is also a wonderful picture of what God desires to do in our own lives. This picture can be found in Jeremiah 18, 1 through 7, and it reads, "This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Then the word of the Lord came to me, 'O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter does?' declares the Lord. Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O Israel, O house of Israel." So before a lump of clay can even get to the potter's wheel, the potter first needs to take it into his hand, and he kneads it in order to get out air bubbles, because these air bubbles can cause the pot to crack in the process of everything. And so it's really the kneading is where the molding begins. And, you know, we can look at this as what God wants to do with us. He wants to take our lives, our get a hold of our hearts, and He wants to knead them and shape them and get the air bubbles of frustration, of maybe anxiety, maybe of laziness. Maybe there's some grumbling that's been going on in you. You know, maybe your heart's been growing a little hard in some areas, and God wants to just do a new work there, and He wants to reshape it and mold it into something new. And so He needs to get rid of these air bubbles in our life. You know, some of you might be thinking, you know, you don't know what I've been up to. And, you know, I'm really beyond repair. I don't see how God can really change anything in me. You know, that's not true. If you're willing, if you go before the Lord and say, you know what, Lord, this is where I'm out and my heart's growing a little hard, but I want you to change me, then He's going to do just that. You know, His word tells us that He will give you a new heart, that'll put a new spirit in you, and He'll remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. That's in Ezekiel 36. And so, you know, there's hope for each of us, and He can take your heart and He can make it pliable and soft again. So once the potter gets out all these air bubbles, once God removes all these things that aren't needed in our life anymore, that need to go, then that clay can be centered on the wheel. And it's important that when the potter puts the clay on the wheel, that it's centered, because it's not. If it's off center, it's going to be wobbly and unstable. And, you know, when we're not centered and grounded in God's word, then we're a little wobbly and we're off center. And that's when we allow the world to start influencing us, or we allow ourselves to go into a little pity party. You know, if we want to stay centered and stable, then we need to be regularly in God's word and in prayer. I know you guys hear that all the time, but it is true. That's how we stay centered in God's word. And, you know, it's then He's able to work with us. Once we're centered in our relationship with God, you know, he's going to be able to come along and work with us. He's going to be able to mold us and shape us and really speak into our lives. Now, once the wheel has been centered and the potter begins to mold and shape the clay into the pot that he desires it to be, it needs constant water. If water isn't poured over the clay throughout the process, then it'll crack and he'll have to start again. So, you know, you don't want it to get dried out. You know, as believers, we need a continual outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our lives. You know, this helps us from growing weary, and it helps us from becoming dry in our relationship with the Lord. You know, you hear people say, you know, my walk is just dry. It's just dry. It's because they haven't been allowing the Holy Spirit to come in and mold and shape their attitude and their outlook and the places they're going and the things they're participating in. And that's part of his job. You know, the Holy Spirit brings new birth and new life to us. And this can be a daily thing. You know, the Holy Spirit, he's our helper. He's our confidant. You know, he guides us in all truth. You know, in John 4:14, Jesus had this to say about the Holy Spirit. He says, "Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." I love that. You know, it's a spring that of water that wells up within our soul. There's a song and the chorus is, you know, "Spring up, O well within my soul. Spring up, O well, and make me whole. Spring up, O well, and give to me life abundantly." And, you know, we may think, oh, well, where is that abundant life during social distancing? It's really just kind of turned my world upside down. Well, when you're centered in Jesus Christ, then that abundant life is there. It's, if you're in social distancing or not, you're going to have abundant life. Your abundant life comes from spending that time with God, from allowing the Holy Spirit to daily wash over you and allow that well of living water to overflow in your heart, and then it'll overflow and spill out onto your family and those people that you are around during this time. So once the clay has been kneaded, it's been molded, it's been watered and shaped into this new pot, then it has to dry, and it needs to be completely dry before it can be fired in a kiln. A kiln is an oven that you put your clay pot in, and it gets really, really hot. And the goal is that it doesn't crack and break during that fire. So this is really the true test of how well this pot has been made and reshaped. And, you know, for our lives, this drying time is how we work out our salvation. During the drying time of our lives, we're working out our salvation. And, you know, because we're going to have moments throughout life where the old man and the old woman, they come along and they creep back in and our pots start to crack again and they need a little reshaping. And, you know, God is faithful. He's so faithful, and he's going to take us in his hands, and he's going to hold us, and he's going to love on us, and he's going to sit us back on that wheel, and he's going to reshape us, and he's going to water us, and he's going to mold us into his liking, so that we can be useful once again. And, you know, he's just such a good God that way. And so once all of that takes place, and then it's time to be refined by fire. And this refining by fire, this final step after the molding and the centering and the nourishing and the drying, is really the true test of the sturdiness of the clay pot. And, you know, for us, it's the test of time, so to speak. It's the test of our faith throughout our life. And I believe that 1 Peter really speaks perfectly of this process. It's 1 Peter 1:6-9. "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls." During this time of testing of our faith during social distancing, You know, God still is working in us and desiring that we remain centered in Him, that we remain nourished in Him, that our faith is strengthened, that our faith will be proved genuine and pure. I ask you, can you hear the Lord speaking to your heart saying, can I not do with you as this potter does? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand. Father God, I thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. You are the potter and we are the clay. We ask that you mold us, that you center us, that you nourish us, that we may be used by you. God, we want to be open to all that you're teaching us and showing us during that time. We want you to be glorified in our lives during this time of social distancing and beyond. To you, Lord, all praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.